Howdy, my awesome dance studio owners. It's Clint, and welcome back. Firstly, congratulations on making it this far in the course. I hope you're not only learning heaps of stuff and implementing what I'm talking about, I also want to ensure you're having a great time. Running a dance studio, I know, can be tough, but it's super rewarding. Think about all the lives you're making a difference to. When you sit back and take it all in, you're really doing some amazing work in the world. So I want to thank you for that. So I'm really pumped for today's lesson as I'm sharing with you a killer strategy that I've used in all of my businesses. Today we're talking all about strategic partnerships. I use these when I had my dance studio and then when I created Dance Life and now in my current business as I mentor dance studio owners. Now, I have to warn you though that strategic partnerships can either work for you or against you. And unless you've got the right partner with the right agreement, then things could quickly go downhill and the relationship may suffer. But I'm not going to let this happen to you, as today I'm going to give you the proven formula that works. So let's take a jump back and let me explain to you exactly what a strategic partnership actually means for a dance studio. A strategic partnership is a formal agreement between two or more complementary businesses, strategic partnerships are often formed to build stronger and desirable market positions for the parties involved. That's the technical term. So basically it means you form a relationship with a business that also serves your ideal students and parents, but they are not a competitor to you, and you work on a plan together to increase brand awareness and new business opportunities, inquiries. There is generally no money exchanged, and the relationship needs to be mutually beneficial so everyone wins. So the benefits of why we put these strategic partnerships in place, you know, what are they? You're probably asking yourself. Well, let me tell you right now the top four reasons you want to work on building strategic partners today. The first is access to complementary services. Let's say you form a relationship with a local singing school as you only offer dance, and then you can refer people both ways, and it's perfect as dance and singing goes hand in hand. It means you can offer a solution to students that also want to sing, but you're not interested in offering singing classes, meaning you don't lose that student to an all singing, all dancing studio. Number two, the opportunity to reach new markets. Maybe only a small percentage of your student base comes from a particular city. You can form a relationship with a local business who serves mums in that area. This means your studio is reaching, you know, people that generally might not have known that you actually existed. Number three is to increase brand awareness. While increasing awareness doesn't always result in someone taking action immediately, if they see your studio enough continually, they will start to take more notice of you and your studio, which increases your chances of them reaching out to you. Number four is a boost in sales and audience. This is the greatest benefit of creating a strategic partnership. It's going to boost your new student enrollments and build your audience. The great thing about this is that you only need to have a handful of strong strategic relationships to build handfuls of inquiries into your studio each week. As I mentioned, though, there are a few challenges with securing the right type of strategic partner. Number one, there's no trust. So your gut is there not only for digesting food, but also to guide you with decision making. You know, when you meet someone and you're either warm to them quickly, or you think to yourself, there's something off about them. This applies to finding the right people to form a strategic partnership with. You need to trust one another. Think of it a little bit like a marriage. Without trust, you've got nothing. You won't refer them new business, nor will they refer students to you. Make sure there is loads of trust there and that you're really transparent with the relationship. Number two, there's no drive. Both parties need to be passionate about making the relationship work. You both need to be drivers. It doesn't work if one partner is driving all the activity while the other one sits back and relaxes. Number three, a lack of resources. As a small business, I know you don't have loads of resources to be promoting other people's business, and I'll address that really soon. You know what resources you do have though, so when you negotiate what's involved in the partnership, be honest and transparent. Know what you can handle and what you can't, and be open about this. Your partner will appreciate it. And number four, different values. Again, I relate this to a romantic relationship. That, you know, those relationships where partners have conflicting values don't last. This is the same with strategic partnerships. Make sure you're on the same page in regards to your values. So right now, you know the benefits and the challenges to be aware of. Let me walk you through the six steps of how you set up your strategic partnership. I'm going to put them all up on the screen for you so you can go step by step. The first one is to have a clear vision for your business. So where do you see your business headed? What do you want for your studio? It's important you're clear, as a switched on partner will want to know this. This also sets up a foundation for the partnership. Number two, what are your immediate business goals? What do you want for your business over the next 90 days? Maybe it's new student inquiries. You know, I want you to come up with 1 to 3 goals that you want to achieve over the next 3 months. Number three, determine how a strategic partner could help. What could they do for you so that you can reach your goals? We'll talk about some examples shortly, but you can get really creative here. Number four, determine your strengths and capabilities. What can you offer a partner? Maybe you have a large student and parent database or a big following on Facebook. You could be connected to a lot of the local community. Come up with a list of strengths and capabilities that you can bring to the table. Number five, brainstorm and create a list of potential partners. Let your image run wild here. Think about all the current students and parents. Where are they going before and after they come to class? These are the businesses you want to approach, as they will be people. They're just like them. So get together with your team, your partner, or speak with, you know, your parents at the studio and get a list of about 20 businesses to start with, and number them in order of the ones you really want up the top, the ones you really want to get on board. So number six, this is the really important part of it. It's all important, but this is really important because this is the approach. So once you've done this, it's time to approach the business owners and start to build a relationship with them. If you already have a relationship with them, well, then that's great. If you don't, then you need to start. This is a crucial part of the process. You simply can't rock up to the business owner and say, "Hi, do you want to promote each other's business?" I'm a big believer in giving value. By giving value upfront, the people are more likely to engage with you on a deeper level. The approach I created, which has worked with my private mentoring clients, is around you creating a VIP directory of local businesses that you promote to your studio families. This directory can be on paper as well as online and lists a number of local businesses that you support. These businesses can include gyms, hairdressers, beauty salons, cafes, real estate agents, florists, preschools, singing studios, doctors, car wash, nutritionists, lawyers, Pilates, or yoga studios. There's just a few. The list goes on. You might need to re-listen to that. Basically, anything you know your families would find valuable. You want to approach your ideal business list, introducing yourself and mentioning that you have a range of parents and or students that use their services and you'd love to include them on your local business directory that you're promoting at your studio. No one will say no to this. You may also like to ask them if they'd like to promote a special offer for their business to encourage your families to test them out. Again, most business owners will give you a special offer for your families. At this point, you gather the details you need and tell them that you'll be in touch. What I really love about this approach is that you know, all about their, you know, it's all about them, and you're wanting to provide more value to your students and their families. Now, you can do this via a phone call or email, but as they are local, I prefer a face-to-face hello. If they are busy, you can simply email them and follow up with a phone call. Aim to have the directory up and happening within 2 weeks. You should be able to turn this around quite quickly. I then give them a call when the directory has launched, and then 2 weeks later, give them another call to check in. This is where you make an offer to them where you can give them a bunch of gift cards for their clients that gives them, you know, 2 weeks free of classes or something similar. You can come up with the offer. They will then jump at the offer as it's a way they can give additional value to their customers. Plus, you've already done something for them, so they'll naturally want to do something for you in return. It's fantastic. So from here, you would organize the offer and to get some business cards or gift cards made up that they can offer to their clients. Over the years working with studios, I found this to be the most effective way to start a strategic partnership. From there, you can do a number of really cool things with your partners to generate more inquiries as well as local press. So here are a few ideas that have worked with my studio owner clients in regards to activities they've done with their strategic partnerships. The first one's with real estate agents. Generally, a real estate agent gives a pack to a new, you know, homeowners or new renters that has information in it about the local area. You could include a postcard in this pack that offers their new family the opportunity to come to classes. I've done a Brady Bunch type of card with photos of our parents and students. It says, "New in town? Join our dance family." It's worked extremely well and again has an expiry on the offer for the month that they move in. Next up, we've got gyms or personal trainers. Many gyms have open days where they invite all their members down to do classes with guest instructors or team competitions. A great idea is to have a table at these events where you can promote your studio and classes. You may even offer to teach a special dance class for their members. It could be a Mummy and Me class where members bring along their toddlers. This is a great opportunity for you then to, to get them to come across, come along to a preschool class at your studio. Next up, we've got car wash. Depending on where your studio is based, I've worked with studio owners who work with their, you know, their local car wash to create an offer that hangs from the revision mirror in the car. So when they pick up the car, there is an offer there for them to redeem that is transferable so that they can give it away. You may want to offer your strategic partners the opportunity to come in for a jazz class or together so they can meet each other, exercise, and network. These work really well and further cement your relationship with everyone. Alternatively, you may just want to organize a networking event at your studio and invite a few speakers to come along and present on strategies for small business owners. It's really important you get involved in your local community outside of the dance industry. We then have preschool. So speak with your local preschool partner and offer to go in there and help choreograph a dance for a show where their parents can come and watch. And then you can hand out flyers and promotional materials about your studio directly to the parents. And singing schools. For your concert or recital, you might like to invite the local singing studio along to perform a few numbers. This will be great for both businesses as their students and parents will see what you're all about and vice versa. I can't encourage you enough to start the wheels, to get the wheels in motion, to get a handful of strategic partners up and running. The main point here is that it's all about building relationships. If you invest a small amount of time in this strategy, you will see a huge return on your investment. The other thing about strategic partnerships is that they don't cost you money like a newspaper advert. I really hope that this was a really valuable lesson for you. I've loved walking you through this process. Jump on over to our VIP membership forum and let's have a conversation about it. Take care. Talk to you really soon. Bye for now.